I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. Okay, workers, put down the pipe. Well, at least at work. Drug use is a problem for many companies, and the country's largest drug testing companies say there soon may be a new drug of choice among American workers. Joining us to talk about this is Bob Moon from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. And Bob, I assume they're not talking about caffeine.
No, they're not. There has been a big surge over the past year in the detection of methamphetamine, a crystalline substance that's often cooked up relatively inexpensively in makeshift home-based labs. Quest Diagnostics is the biggest drug testing company in the country. It's added up the results of more than 7 million workplace drug tests done in the last year. These are from employers who screen mostly pre-employment job applicants, but also maybe about 30% of existing workers in those firms. And the number testing positive for crystal meth surged 68%. There was also a smaller rise in positives for opiates, including heroin and the painkiller morphine. And these increases happened even as the overall number of workers failing drug tests pretty much stayed level. So that really highlights this jump.
So is meth at the top of the list of drugs being detected in the workplace?
Well, if crystal meth use keeps going up at this pace, it could overtake cocaine this year as the illegal stimulant of choice. But meth use is still relatively small compared to marijuana use. That's by far the most frequent reason for failing employer drug screenings. Pot accounts for more than half of all positive tests. So while about 3 out of every 1,000 workers now test positive for meth, marijuana is detected in about 3 out of every 100 workers.
So are health experts becoming concerned about this?
Absolutely. Both health experts and law enforcement officials are worried about this. There's been recent research by a brain mapping expert at UCLA, Paul Thompson, and he's turned up evidence suggesting frequent users of meth lose about 1% of their brain cells each year. Now, by way of comparison, that's about the same as the brain cell loss that's associated with Alzheimer's disease. And the Drug Enforcement Administration says meth use has been pushing across the country like a firestorm from the West Coast, where it first took off, gaining popularity especially in the South and the Northeast. In fact, some states and localities have been passing laws to restrict the sale of over-the-counter cold and allergy medicines that are often used to cook up methamphetamine in these makeshift drug labs. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're taking a look at whether corporate sponsorship may have gone too far.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Madeline.